If you've got a thirst for knowledge that never quits, Brightside Podcasts are just what you need. Whether you're into recent discoveries, space exploration, true stories, or useful tips for self-improvement, psychology, gadgets, or just your day-to-day routine, there's something for everyone.
Okay, what if pressing only one key could change your life forever and make it much easier? Well, if we were in Minecraft, everything would be possible. Too hard to live? Too many tasks, deadline, school classes are tedious, and you just can't go on like this? Change your life mode to somewhat less challenging. Just press escape. Adjust your life difficulty choosing peaceful, easy, normal, or even hard for those who like it tough. If your teacher is as hostile as a green and white pixelated creeper, choose peaceful mode. Monsters don't spawn there. Or just get yourself a cat. Creepers are terrified when they see them. Even if your pet looks a bit boxish. One more cool piece of news, if your life is in peaceful mode now, you don't even need to eat, which could save you a ton of money. As for appearances, no more worries about pimples. Now that you're pixelated, nobody's ever gonna notice them. You look the same every day. Your haircut, even if you hate it and can't wait for your hair to grow, never changes, unless you change the skins. You can't grow or lose some pounds. Your body proportions are much different too. In our world, the head-to-body ratio is about 1 to 7, and in Minecraft, it's more as if everyone had a baby body with a huge head and smaller torso. You wouldn't have fingers, so if you had Minecraft body in real life, you wouldn't be good at fine motor skills. I guess no Minecraft surgery, huh? No matter what kind of biome you live in, you don't need some super cold-resistant clothes or nice shoes. Life without changes means that you don't age the way we normally do. No more birthdays anymore. The cake you find in the game is not for candles or making wishes. It can only help you if you're starving. A day-night cycle is somewhat different now, with 100 Minecraft days equaling 33 standard hours. So, life expectancy should change too. The average lifespan in the USA is 78 years, or about 683,000 hours. So, the average lifespan, according to Minecraft, would jump up to 5,700 years. Hey, and you can also respawn. Ready to live forever? Food isn't that different from what we have in real life, even in terms of calories. A whole cake will replenish your energy so much more than a plain beetroot. Mmm, carbs. There would be some exceptions, too. A golden apple gives extra health in Minecraft. So sad, gold and delicious from Walmart are only delicious in real life. You can starve in Minecraft in 2 game days, though it takes a bit longer in real life. Yeah, going with no food is a real challenge, but a human actually can do that. Water, on the other hand, is pretty essential in our world, but doesn't do much to Minecraft people when they drink it. Today's agriculture uses some fertilizers to speed up plant growing. But if we had that bone meal Minecraft people feed their plants with, we'd have an abundance of any fruit or vegetables. Life would be quite boring, though. You wake up today and you mine. You wake up the next day, you craft. The retail industry could never compete with skillful people, who actually don't need it, being able to create various objects from scratch. Anyway, you don't need that much. You can do almost anything with a mere pickaxe, upgrading it to a diamond one. All those hardware stores full of handy items would go bust in a real world with a pickaxe replacing everything else. You'd also have to be a bit more hardworking, though. If you want to have a nap, there's no way you could do that in the Minecraft world. Here, you only sleep at night or if there's bad weather outside. Sleep is essential not to be caught by monsters that appear as soon as the night falls. And you gotta be sure there are no monsters nearby before you go to bed anyway. You can only sleep in your bed, though. Even if you want to spread on a nice meadow in the shadow, you won't just fall asleep. Same with school classes. No matter how boring they are, it's just impossible to doze off. If you're used to watching pop science TV shows, well, that's something that would probably be almost unchanged. Discovery Channel would show not only various biomes and square animals, but other worlds too, like the Nether and the Overworld. Anyway, you wouldn't spend that much time indoors. Most activities in Minecraft are performed outdoors, so you'd have to go outside really often. Traveling is fun in Minecraft world. Want to visit the Nether? No, not the Netherlands. It's a trip to the Underworld. No need to buy tickets, go through customs, spend hours in a tiny airplane seat. You only want some lava and a bit of water. Pour one over the other, and you get obsidian. As soon as you create at least 8 blocks of the stuff, build a portal with them, set it on fire, and voila! Welcome to the Nether. If you travel a lot, you can casually grab your bed with you and assemble it wherever you want. Nice move to avoid pricey hotels, which are missing in the Nether anyway. It's not just a fun trip, though. There are a bunch of ingredients you may need for potions. No fancy souvenirs either. Rather, some useful stuff you mine from exotic Nether blocks. Despite their moniker, locals called zombie pigmen are quite friendly and never attack unless it's you who started a fight. Lava can help you to travel, be a kind of trash bin, and keep intruders away. In Minecraft world, you can be sure unexpected guests won't bother you. They'll just fall into boiling lava. End of story. You can also install a tripwire hook just behind your front door to activate piston-based traps for unwanted visitors. Once your guest triggers the tripwire, the pistons will remove the flooring and send the visitor into the void. If you're going to the seaside, take your front door with you. It'll help you explore the ocean deep. If you fall into water, all you need to breathe freely is place a door above you. Nobody could ever hold their breath for more than 24 minutes in our real life, but in Minecraft, you can stay underwater almost forever, or just as long as you want. Transportation system is much cooler now. You can still use all the means of transport you're used to, but having a ride in a cart can be both fun and fast. Just build the rails wherever you want and forget about traffic jams. Physics are another big change. They give you lots of superpowers not accessible in the real world. You can jump higher, climb any mountain easier, and run faster as if the whole gravity stuff was a joke to you. You can make a vertical row of blocks, and even if you smash the lowest block, the one above it will hang in the air. It doesn't mean you can't fall down from a height. You can. But it's safe if you just spill some water from a bucket right before the impact. Not only can you perform all that, but you can also easily chop a massive trunk in just a few moves. No tools necessary, by the way, just your bare hands. And not even a scratch left on them afterwards. You don't feel pain in this world. Don't worry, the top branches of the tree you just fell won't hurt you either, since they'll be hung in the air. Deforestation in Minecraft looks insane. Can you imagine a forest made up of floating trees? No squirrel could ever climb any trunk in such a forest. Walking around here, you're likely to come across wild animals, such as bears and wolves. You can domesticate wolves and almost convert them into dogs, and bears are not that dangerous for you. Just trap them inside a fence. It looks flimsy, but it's Minecraft world, so it's absolutely safe.